Welcome to Reimagined. I'm your host, Dr. Alex Swenson-Ridley, the founder of Emergent Women Coaching and a woman on a mission to help other heart-centered women leaders and entrepreneurs alter their experience of business and life from one of sacrifice and burnout to unadulterated joy and freedom. This is the show that gives you the inspiration and permission to break all the rules. We help you tap into your intuition, your zone of genius, and creativity to give you the confidence and clarity to do things differently. And we give you the tools and stories that will inspire you to rejuvenate your spirit, innovate how you lead and do business, strengthen your core identity, and connect deeply to yourself so that you emerge as the next powerful version of you. Ready to dive in? Let's go. Hello, welcome back to the show. I'm excited for today's conversation. I am joined by Kathy Batista, who is the go-to coach for midlife women. She believes midlife isn't just based on age, it's a phase of life and can be your best one yet. By tapping into your values and strengths, you can take aligned action to create purpose and joy, leading to that often missing sense of fulfillment. Now it's your time. Having navigated midlife changes and shifts, Kathy offers guidance and compassion to women asking themselves, is this it or what's next? She enjoys sharing the tools of her growth with her clients and peers. And she has certifications in life designer coaching, thought coaching, quantum time technique, and mindfulness facilitation. She coaches women to discover their midlife magic through conscious healing and self-discovery. So Kathy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you. I know I look young. I am older than I look, but most of the women who listen to the show and who I work with are more in that stage of life that we would call midlife.
Yeah.
And, you know, going through the phases and changes that come with that and a lot of the big questions and the reflections that can come there. So I would love to hear, just, you know, any piece of your story that you feel like might be something that a woman in that stage of life needs to hear or would be inspired by right now.
Yeah, definitely. That's so funny because I don't know if our listeners can see or if they know. So I have gray hair and everyone thinks I'm much older than I am too. So I just roll with it. So anyway, I just turned 50. So that's exciting.
Okay, but that is exciting. Yeah. I'm 10 years younger than you. So nice. I'm almost 40.
It's good. It's all good. Well, that brings me to really how I started in this midlife kind of arena is that in my late 30s, early 40s, it was a mess. It was just a mess. And I had no idea that it was this thing called perimenopause. I had no idea that there was this like kind of natural emotional and kind of philosophical shift that happens for most people around like 36, 37, like Carl Jung speaks about it. And so it's this like merge of all these things, and I had no idea. And so I work from the knowledge and belief that this time period is like 35 to 70, which is what I call midlife. And so I lump in those late 30s because that's kind of when these first nudges happen for people. And when you're not aware of what can happen emotionally, mentally, physically, it is really, you know, unsettling, disarming. It lends itself to chaos. And so the more people I can be like, hey, it's fine. It's what happens. It's all, we can work through it. We figure it out. And if I had known is pretty much why I do this. It's like, if I had known.
I love that. And I also love that you're lumping in like 35 on, because I, you know, I'm 39 going on 40 this year when we're recording this, and a lot shifted. I feel like after that, you're 35 of just questioning everything and, you know, coming to grips with the things that had driven me were not things I wanted to be driven by. And I hadn't really built it. Like, I don't know if you've heard any of my story. My listeners know I built a 7-figure chiropractic practice and then set figure to fire to it because it had become like a prison and wasn't really the dream after it had been, you know, the dream forever.
Yes. So, See, that's like incredible, because what happens to a lot, that's very common, right? Like we mm-hmm. have, we're kind of brought up to say, what's your goal? Let's get you to your goal. And you hold on to it, even if it's like dying and bleeding, you just do not let go. Yeah. You hold on. Yeah. And like, but there's something to be said for creating a pause and reevaluating. Like reevaluating is not quitting. It's actually so smart. It's so smart yeah. to, when you first have those little inklings of, this is not quite how I want my life to go, this is not quite the path I want to be on, like that's when to pause and reevaluate is so helpful.
So let's talk about this idea of the pause, because all of us are way too busy.
Yeah. And, yeah. And then you're like, pause, what the heck?
Like, how do we make this happen? I know for me, like the universe showed up in a big way and was like, hey, you're going to sit on your butt and not be able to do anything and totally reevaluate your life and yeah. deal with this stuff, and created some things in my life where I literally had no choice but to do that. That is not yeah. necessarily the fun way to go through that experience. You know, it might yeah. be the way you need to, but I'm curious, just how do yeah. you coach people around creating the space for that pause when we're just in the go, 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 do, 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 do. This is my life. And someday, somewhere I might get to pick my head up.
Exactly. Right. Well, that's sort of, it's very similar to, it's, I don't know the exact story, but it is similar, that idea of all of a sudden it's like a runaway train. Right. And so that was yeah. what was happening with me. I mean, I was so self-sabotaging, self-destructive behavior, but it was because I just did not know what was happening, and I felt miserable, and on the outside, everything looked good. So I just kept my mouth shut, and it just snowballed into, just like I said, a mess. But what happens is, where this pause that like you're asking mm-hmm. about is this yeah. time that I believe it's this connection with our intuition and our inner self. Mm-hmm. And it's so muted because we have so much coming at us, left, right, center. I mean, the input from external things is frequent and loud, right? And so yeah. this pause, we have to create it. And we first need to create it. And it can be very small. It can be little actions, micro steps every day. But the intention is to turn down that outside noise and turn up your intuition, your higher power, God, the universe, the divine, whatever the word is, whatever the idea, the being that you connect with is where you need to connect, right? And then it's almost like you just can't hear it. So that pause can happen in so many different ways, right? I mean, like so many different ways. And that's a lot of the fun that I have with working with individuals, is like, let's figure out your way, because everybody has their own way that works for them, and it's in us and we can find it.
Yeah. I love that you're bringing this up, because I actually, on Instagram, for whatever reason, I decided I like Instagram this year, but I've been doing a Body Connect Thursday, which is all about how do you actually get out of your head and drop down into your body, and, you know, different ways that I've found. But I'd love to hear maybe like three ideas or like unique things that you've come across in ways that women have been able to connect with themselves. Because it's hard, especially when we're high achievers, where, you know, we intellectualize everything, we think through everything, and we don't know what happens below the neck. That was my experience. Like,
yes,
there's something down there. I don't know.
Yeah. So. Well, there is this idea of, you know, that mind body connection, right? And the pause needs to be created first in our mind.
Yeah.
Our brain is like, you know, the leader, the powerhouse, and our body will tell it things, but we need to almost be active in that listening. So the my first kind of go-to step when I talk with women is, I love the idea of empowering them, because we actually listen to our intuition way more than we think we do. And so it's in pointing out these little ways, and then having them take a look at their daily activities, their just their life and going, okay, when have I been listening to myself? And it's, I mean, like, it's so minute, but when you realize it, it's so powerful. Like, for example, what made you choose that shirt today, right? Like, that's an inner voice. That's an inner guidance. So the more, it's almost like I liken it to like a kid, right? Like, the more the kid is like, mom, 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 and like we tone it out and we're like, oh my God, give me a minute, right? That's like our inner voice. And then when we stop and say, hey, I hear you, like, I chose this because the color reminded me of a day that I had, or I really like the way this fabric feels. So if I can take and say, let's just look at your day and how many times did you actually listen to that inner voice and even turn to it? Like, even you go to a restaurant, right? And you're like ordering, you are listening to your body, your mind, and your soul, what you're ordering. Nobody's saying you're going to have this and like it and be quiet. Yours, I feel like chicken tonight, whatever it is. And so taking those few moments to realize when you do connect and then acknowledging it, that only fosters it more, because now we know how we hear it and what it sounds like, right? Like, so it's realizing that you're going to get dressed and taking just, I mean, it's literally seconds to say to yourself, why am I choosing this? And you get answers quickly. And so now you're fostering a relationship just with that inner voice, right? So that's really kind of a way to reintroduce ourselves to something that's already there. And then one of the other things that I love to do is you kind of can just drop in. And you, I mean, like, meditation sometimes has these huge meanings to it, right? Like, do you have a pillow to sit on? Are you doing mudras? Like, all these things. But really, you can just, wherever you are, to take a few deep breaths and check in, right? So we want to say then, what am I feeling? And more often than not, our brain is going to respond with a word. And then we want to ask ourselves, where am I feeling that in my body? What does it look like? What is it showing up with? So we're actually not going to, when I work with people, we don't, it's the path of least resistance. We're not forcing you to learn anything new. It's almost like, let's just take a look at what we're doing and then build off of that, because we're not going to say, okay, tell me what you're feeling in your body and what does it look like and what shape is it? Like, our brain is like, what the heck?
And I've learned a lot of
language
of confusion.
Totally. We're going to ask our brain, what is the feeling? And then it's kind of like reverse engineering to get to our inner body.
Yeah. I love that. And, you know, it's bringing up, because I know, like, my journey, I've been through major burnout where I lost touch with feelings altogether. And just like recently, things are coming up. I'm like, huh. Like, lately, I've been exploring shame, which was not one that, it's not a positive feeling necessarily, but it's like, oh, that's like under there in a lot of places. And so
I'm on this
journey. We're recording this in March. It should be out the same month, but I'm exploring self-compassion this month, and just like really playing with that and allowing myself to feel into it. But my point with all of that is, like, we still have feelings, whether you're aware of them or not, or whether, you know, your nervous system is completely shut down from thinking that they're there. And it's getting in touch with that is where we start to heal and also create, which I wanted to kind of bring us into this idea of creating your next season of life. Because I know, and I, in a previous life, did a lot with, you know, hormone stuff. And so I actually worked with a lot of women through menopause, perimenopause, interviewed a lot of people in that stage of life too. And I know it can be this like chaotic, you don't know who you are, you don't know anything. Like, you're wondering, questioning everything about your life, yourself, and all the things in the world. And something that I've gleaned from it is that it's also this time of, it can be really empowering, because you are creating this next stage and stepping into this age of like wisdom. And, you know, there's archetypal stuff that goes along with it and just all of this cool stuff. So I'd love if we can tie like this getting connected to ourselves, because that is big piece of it. And I love that, but into like, how do we then leverage that into creating.
Yeah. Well, like I mean, it's kind of, I always kind of go back to basics and like, sure, let's create something, but we need to know what we want to create to begin right. with.
How so do we know like, what we want?
Exactly. So it's almost like, yeah, this is the time we can create and it's empowering and it's beautiful. But there's a lot that comes before that, right? So it is getting clear on what your values are, what your strengths are right now, what you want to bring in, what do you want to let go of? Because where I had to learn a big lesson was, so our lives are similar to like the hours in a day in the way that there's only so much time, right?
Right.
So you can't just keep pulling stuff in and going, okay, I'm going to hold on to these 10 hobbies and bring in 5 more and let's see how that's going, right? So there is this element of like weeding out so that you're mm-hmm. able to bring in some things that bring you joy. And it is really getting clear on what values you have. So where I found most unhappiness in women our age group comes from is that these values aren't being expressed. And it's because I believe we have a ton of values throughout our lives. And what I valued at 19 isn't the same as now, nor was it at 8, right? So I still love playing a lot, like my 8-year-old self. It's not this main value, or it could be something that's missing. So we really just want to look at what's missing. And where is it missing from our life and how we can bring it in? And so it's a lot of inventory and taking stock. And I think, too, it is getting clear. And this is a really easy kind of beginner's low stress way to bring in feelings and what's missing from your life is I'll play around and say, listen, so Alex, when you walk into your living room, how do you want somebody else to feel? What emotions, what senses do you want them to have? And then you'll tell me, and then I'll ask you, how do you want to feel? And so now I have these buckets of emotions and words and descriptions. And then we look at, are you getting those things in your life? Because it's obviously something very important to you. Like I've had people say, I want it to look like very impressive, like, you know, and so it's like, well, where are you not expressing that you want this like impressive nature about yourself? Or if it's comfort, where are you not getting this comfort from? So it's such a fun little tool to ask yourself, how do you want to feel in your home, in your living room when you first walk in?
I love that you're bringing up all kinds of things for me because I moved into my husband's house, who's a bit of a hoarder. I've lamented about this on the show before.
You're like, this is not how I want to feel.
Yeah, this is not right? my house yet. We're getting there, but we're still not there.
Yeah.
So anyways, but you know, and for those of you listening, like if it's triggering, maybe you have an area. Like this is something I've had to do. It's like I have my spot where my desk is, but it can be mine and I can set that up the way I want it to be. And you can still connect with those emotions. So
totally.
Throw that in there.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Make it accessible completely, right? If it's even, you know, how do you want this drawer to feel when you open it up? Like, because we can take it. And once we say, I want to feel like this, then we know what we want to bring in. Like, we just need to label it because that's where I ran into so much trouble was I could not articulate what was wrong. I couldn't articulate what was the matter. And that's why I feel like too, this kind of definition of 35 to 70 is, so I'm 50 and I'm 2 years postmenopausal and nothing, just that's my body. Like nothing really traumatic to my body happened to make me go into what is early menopause, right?
Right.
But some people are still having regular periods into their 50s. So we just don't know what's going to happen. So if it's happening younger, like just listen to those feelings and kind of get clear on how and where you want to get some help around that.
Yeah. Yeah. And to bring like well, it's not really even the science because I don't know that I can back this up, but in my personal opinion, from decades working in healthcare and more in the non-traditional healthcare, we'll just say, you know, a lot of why menopause and perimenopause are such a noticeable experience in our culture, I think, and in our society today is because we are so disconnected and there are so many things that just inundate us with toxins and stress and like we don't even notice it anymore. Yeah. And it's not actually supposed to be as awful as an experience as so many women have found. And I mean, I've interviewed people, it can last up to 16 years, not to depress anybody, but it can. And so if you're in those spaces where your symptoms are just chaotic, this is actually the most important stuff that you can do, is to find the pause and to start really tuning into how you're feeling. Even if you feel like your hormones are all over the place, but you don't know if you can trust it, like just settle there, because it will start to impact everything else.
Totally. And it is true, because it's a cascading effect. Yes, there's physical things happening, but the more we lament and the more we stress, we make it worse. So it is there's this level of acceptance, and that it just, you know, so like sleep issues is huge for women, these, you know, and but there's so many things other than medical or medicine or those sorts of I don't even know, like
taking something from the outside in, like,
yes, you know, yes. So there's so many with our mind, body, and soul, what we can do to help foster an amazing sleep cycle.
Yeah. Yeah. And it can, I've always struggled with this, and I've been sharing about this more because I've done a couple of heart math certifications at this point, which is a lot of this, you know, tuning into the heart specifically, which is where feelings and compassion and all that lie. But, it can seem so simple. That's the thing. And so I'm like, it's too easy. I don't want, you know, I apparently need it to be complicated if it's not a pill. Yeah. So taking that out of the space and let it be simple, and just, you know, you got to trust in something.
Yeah.
Bring you through.
Totally. It's so true. These feelings of when we are in states of flux and, you know, this upset, we think the solution has to be equal, if not more than that. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes it's not. So that's an amazing point. I love that.
Yeah. Awesome. So looking at, there was something I wanted to kind of move into here. Can you talk a little bit about the four energetic bodies, something that I just got off of your bio, and how they can help like mold the setting goals and creating the next.
Definitely. It really goes along with what we've already been talking about. And so your four energetic bodies are, so we're all energy, right? Everything about us and the world, everything is energy. This is what I know and believe to be true. So we
quantum physics, which they've heard me talk about.
So we have our four energetic bodies, and we start at the center with our physical body, and then actually the next is our emotional, and then the third out is our mental, and then the fourth is our spiritual. And we have these energetic bodies, and how I like to use them is that when we want to create, like we were talking about, creating your midlife, creating your life. And this is the other thing, there's like a million transitions during, like we're talking like 30 years, like you can have a lot of transitions, right? I'm always like, let's learn how to do it, because then it's a plug and play and you can do it the next time because it's going to happen. But so when we have transitions, we want to make sure that the four bodies are in agreement, or else it, then we set ourselves up, right? Like, so if I have this, you know, mental idea that I want to run a 5K because I want that emotional feeling of achieving something, and my spiritual energetic body thinks I can do anything, right? But my physical body is like, yeah, no, like we're not on board. But right. So it's like, we need, that's a very like lame little example, but seriously, right? Like if I had these thoughts, how else can I achieve what my emotion, my emotional, my mental, and my physical body are looking for, that, I mean, my spiritual body, that my physical body is now is aligned with, right? Or mm-hmm. even mentally, we need to have these four in agreement, in alignment, or somehow on board to achieve something. And that's where you often hear like people are spinning their wheels. Well, something's mm-hmm. off. Where is it, right? Or even if it's just that feeling of like, you know, I keep failing at this. I keep trying. We can take any goal to get a job, to create some movement in your life, to create movement in your body, and plug it in a way that we connect with all four of our energetic bodies. So now we're on a level playing field where this goal is easily obtainable.
Yeah, I love that. And actually, despite all my studying quantum physics, you're the first one who's explained it in that way. But this is where, you know, a lot of change and shift and actual transformation can happen, because we yeah. tend to only be focused on the physical body or maybe the emotional body too. But there's this missing component that is more yeah. grounded in our intuition, like spirituality is going to be more intuition and our connection to something greater. And that's also the thing that pulls you.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. Cool. I love that. So we've covered a whole lot of things in looking at
yeah. Welcome to midlife. We're a little chaotic yeah. up here.
Chaotic and like, here's a little this, here's a little that. Yeah.
Yes.
So we're going to put it all together and like, here's this nice little like package where you start like, you know, aligning your energetic bodies and aligning yourself and
yeah,
embracing whatever midlife is throwing at you, because it's going to be all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to keep coming. So, I think we kind of already covered this, but just to kind of bring it back in a summary, like what's the first step?
Yeah, I think the first step, and it's what I find almost universally with all my clients, with my friends, my family, the first step is honoring yourself and realizing that you want change, right? I've run into so many people who are like, you know, that there's that like meme and it's like, I think it's Chandler from Friends. He's like, I'm fine. like your house is on fire and you're like, I'm fine. But when yeah. you need to get clear and honest with yourself, and even if you don't know the how or the why, if you know the what, I'm unhappy. I'm disassociated. I'm miserable. I was miserable. I was so miserable. Like, and just lonely, right? If you can place, yeah. like sometimes we don't articulate how we're feeling because our brain jumps to, well, what are you going to do about it? Why do you feel like that? How are we going to change this? Whose fault is it? Right. But if we can start with how are you feeling and do you want to continue feeling like that? And then that's yeah. where we really just, I mean, it is you need to have a support system that understands where you're coming from. That's not to say that the people that are in your support system aren't good supports. They just need to know, you need to have some that know where you're coming from and know where you want to go, right? I often talk about that this transition into midlife is the first one that we really, historically, women have just had to go through by themselves, right? When mm-hmm. we're younger, yeah. we have parents and teachers and coaches. And then even through all grade school, you have your friends, and then you graduate high school and people are like, let's get you a job. Let's get you to college. They're moving you to the next step. Then you either get a job or you graduate college. And now it's like, you're in the real world. Here's this. Here's a job. Here's a new car. People are just like help. Not people aren't giving you cars, but people are like helping you go forward. Then you get married. You yeah. have kids. Everybody's there. Everybody wants to help. And now you go and enter midlife and menopause and like the room is crickets. You're quiet. Like, where's my party? Where's this help? Right. So that's where you need to find a support system and a community to thrive in.
Yeah. And this brings up a huge point. You know, I've heard other coaches talk about it, and I really agree with one of the biggest missings, especially in the last 5 years or so for all of us, is community and connection. Like we, mm-hmm. you know, at an extreme level, like we already were disconnected and lacking that. But then with everything that happened, you know, with the pandemic, that just exaggerated and exemplified that. And so that is a huge thing. And a part of why I do this is so people, women know they're not alone.
You're
not alone in experiencing this.
Exactly. And I think that's like this, you know, opposite side of the coin of this pandemic is that it did create this virtual world where you can have community in person virtually. Like you are not, now you're like doubly not alone, right? Like now you have these ways to connect with people and it's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I know that kind of segues us into, I know you've got some things that you're starting and launching. And I think before we go into that, is there anything that we've missed in our discussion that you would like women who are listening to this to know, or have we covered?
Oh, Alex, we could go on and on.
We could go on and on, but
I'm not sure.
Just tying this conversation together.
I'm not sure we missed anything. I think it's been a great conversation. And I think, like I just said, we probably could have many more about this topic and about, you know, guiding us through this huge chunk of time. And that it creates kind of a diverse level playing field, if that even makes sense. But I think we're good. I love our conversation so far. Yeah.
Good. Me too. And I like to keep them, you know, bite-sized so we don't have a long everybody. So maybe we'll come back and have more. Yeah. But with that, and speaking of community connection and all of those things, how can women connect with you? And I know you've got a new group thing that you're starting. So
yeah, definitely.
Talk a little about that.
Yeah, certainly. So I do one-on-one coaching, but recently I've launched a group membership program that's called the Learning Circle, where we have monthly masterminds, a Facebook group for connection. I do weekly mindfulness audios live on that. A huge content library with all of the different, I'm like a Canva freak with all my knowledge. So I have tons of PDFs in there. I love it. So that is an amazing place to connect with women in this age group, women that are looking for the same things you are. And then on a personal and I guess professional level, I started my own YouTube channel as a way to confront and kind of meet some personal resistance on putting myself out there. And so I started this YouTube channel and it's going amazingly. So it's great. It's called Teachings and Tangents with Kathy Batista on YouTube. It is so fun. And I love
that.
Well, you want to know why I had to do it? Yeah, it's because I'm finding more and more women our age. Like I'm a late diagnosed ADHDer, but if you ask my mom, she'd be like, you've always been that way. But I wanted to do what you do, like a podcast, but I couldn't get myself to commit to this feeling of like how you guys do it. You're so professional all the time. So I just said, you know what? I'm going to call it what it is. We're going to have some teachings and we're going to have some tangent and it's going to be fun. Yeah. That's what it is. Yeah,
I know among our listeners and among my clients, there's also several women in their 50s who are like late ADHD diagnosed and like suddenly all this stuff about their lives are making sense and they've accepted and come to that. And I love that. So they will, and I will definitely be checking out your.
Oh, please do. It's so
teachings
fun.
And tangents. Yeah.
Yes. It's a lot of fun.
Awesome. Well, Kathy, thank you so much. And I will put, if you want to get me links for the channel and then your group as well, I'll put all that in the show notes. But
yeah, awesome.
A great conversation. So just thanks for coming on and sharing your insight and knowledge with us.
Yeah. And thank you. And thank you for what you do for everybody listening and creating that support and guidance. It's amazing.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thanks so much for tuning into the show. I have a small request. If you enjoyed this episode, please take a moment to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. This is a huge help to us on our quest to reach even more women around the world. finally, if you're searching for a free community of women on a similar journey to you, I'd like to invite you to join me inside the free Rise community, hosted off of social media on Circle. Here you'll find connection with other women in a safe and loving space, a weekly book club, live events designed to deepen your inner work journey, and additional resources to support your growth. Visit www.jointherise.co or simply click on the link in the show notes to join me. Until next time, remember to honor and love yourself in each moment. Embrace the challenges life throws at you and continue rising.